Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Anne-Marie, I think I'll teach this one by myself.
Why?
Because it's me time.
Oh, I think you're looking at the title of our article, but that's not exactly what me time is, Garrett.
Oh, I know. I was just kidding. Today, we're talking about me time. That is time when someone spends time by themselves, maybe focusing on relaxing or doing something beneficial for themselves.
Exactly. This is time that you're spending to relax or make yourself better. We'll talk about some ideas for how you can spend your me time in an article today called The Benefits of Me Time. Let's get started right now.
The Benefits of Me Time. 8 tips to help you become healthier and more productive. With meetings, deadlines, demands from friends and family, and a non-stop ringing phone, most of us need a break. We need me time, a period of time to be alone, get some relief from stress, and recharge our batteries. It's reported that time alone can improve our relationships as well as our health.
Hello friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 productive 这个形容词，意思是多产的，富有成效的。譬如 James had a productive day at work.And then returned home to prepare dinner and enjoy a quiet evening. James 在公司度过了充实的一天，然后回家准备晚餐，并享受宁静的夜晚。Productive 次为 I-V-E 改为 I-O-N 就变成名词。Production 指的是生产或是产量。譬如 ,The factory increased production this month in response to rising consumer demand.这间工厂本月增加了产量，以因应不断增长的消费者需求。Productive 字尾如果去 e 加 ity 就变成另一个相关的名词 ，productivity， 意思呢是生产力。譬如 ，Good time management can improve productivity and help people complete tasks faster。良好的时间管理可以提高工作效率，有助于更快地完成工作。
All right, friends, let's talk about some of the benefits that you might get from spending some time by yourself.
Today, we are looking at 8 tips to help you become healthier and more productive.
All right, let's talk about this in our article. With meetings, deadlines, demands from friends and family, and a non-stop ringing phone,Most of us need a break.
That is true. Let's talk about a few of the terms in this first sentence, friends. We see that word deadlines. These are final dates when you have to finish your work by.
Yeah. When you have a job, it's important to meet your deadlines or finish your projects before that time.
You might have deadlines at school as well. That is when your homework is due. We see something else in this sentence, and it's that term non-stop. If something happens non-stop, it happens without any breaks.
For example, some people are workaholics. They work non-stop, never taking a break.
Well, taking a break is what our article is recommending, and we see what these breaks are called. We need me time, a period of time to be alone, get some relief from stress, and recharge our batteries.
We need relief. If you get relief, you get a feeling of comfort and relaxation in the midst of a busy and worrying life.
Let's use that word relief in another sentence. What a relief to finish this difficult project.
Okay, so those are the reasons why you might want some me time. It's reported that time alone can improve our friendships, our relationships, as well as our health.
So what our article is saying is that if you spend time alone by yourself, it will improve the relationships that you have with others.
Yeah. That might be surprising. We think we need to spend time with others to build up those relationships. But the truth is, it's important to have some separation so that the time together is even better.
I definitely agree with this, and I agree with the other point that our article is making. Me time is also good for your health. Spending time alone, relaxing and resting actually makes you a healthier person.
Yeah. For some people, this might come as a surprise or a stressful thing to think about. You might feel pressured to constantly be spending time with people or working on things in the office or in some other group. The truth is, though, it is okay to have some me time.
Now, me time isn't just time by yourself to do anything. There are certain things that you can do with your me time to help you recharge and relax. We're going to talk about a list of those things in the next part of our article. So let's continue on with our next reading right now.
The benefits of me time. With those benefits in mind, we should schedule me time and make it a priority. The point is to do something you enjoy that will relax and refresh you. Here are some me time ideas. Start a new project or hobby. Do some online shopping. Turn off your devices and go for a walk. Nature has a wonderful way of providing balance in your life. Check out a local bookstore. Exercise. Go to a museum. Take a bubble bath. Sing along with your favorite songs.
Relax 这个动词意思是放松、休息。譬如, after a long day at work, she likes to relax at home by watching TV or listening to soft music. 工作了一整天后,她喜欢在家看电视或听轻音乐来放松自己。Relax 的名词是 relaxation, 意思是消遣、放松。譬如, taking a walk in nature provides relaxation and helps people feel calm and grounded.在大自然中散步能让人放松，感到平静与踏实。与 relax 出自同一词源形容词是 lax， 是表示松懈的、不严格的。譬如 ，Because the substitute teacher was too lax with the rules, the students stopped paying attention。因为代课老师对规则太过宽松，学生们就不再专心听课。
All right, friends, are you convinced? Do you want to have some me time? Some time by yourself to recharge your batteries and get yourself ready for the rest of your life? Let's talk about some of the ways that we can use that valuable time in this next section.
All right, we are talking about the benefits of me time, friends, and this is a word that appeared in our title.As well as this first sentence of this next section. A benefit is an advantage or a good result of something.
For example, exercise has many benefits. It helps keep our body healthy, but it can also help recharge our mind.
Let's see how benefits is used in our lesson. With those benefits in mind, we should schedule me time and make it a priority.
Make it a priority. If you make something a priority, you're saying that it is more important than other things. Often, we do use this word when talking about how to use our time.
And different people have different priorities in life. One person might say, family is my top priority. Another might say, making money is my top priority.
Yeah, and there is a list. Some things are more important than others. Me time should be somewhat of a priority, we're saying. The point is to do something you enjoy that will relax and refresh you.
We see that word refresh, friends, and we have to talk about it. Refresh means to make something feel new again.
Okay, for example, you can take a break to refresh your mind. After you refresh yourself, it probably means that you will be thinking clearly and feel more full of energy.
You might also be more productive. Okay, so now we know me time has many benefits. It's important to relax and refresh, but what do we do with our me time?
Here are some ideas from our author. Let's start off with the first one. Start a new project or hobby.
Okay, I can see how this would be very refreshing. If you learn how to do something new that you enjoy, I think that could be pretty relaxing.
You know, I love this one. Focusing on hobbies is a fun way I enjoy spending my me time. You get to learn something and take your mind off of whatever is worrying you.
Yeah, this is what I usually do in my free time as well. My hobby is reading. I also enjoy making crafts, and learning how to make something new is a good way to relax.
And I love to spend that time cooking.
All right, so these are some great hobbies that you might try, friends. You might have some hobbies of your own as well. The next thing on our list is do some online shopping.
Do some online shopping. Yes, look around at some different websites, at things you might want to buy, or maybe you're just digital window shopping.
Yeah, I don't really find online shopping very relaxing, friends. I shop online for things that my family needs, so for me, this is more of a chore. But if you have the money to spend on yourself, I can see how this would be a good me time activity.
Yeah, I could imagine many people, especially that are into fashion, looking at lots of different clothes online, and for them, that's relaxing.
Yeah, I could see that as well. All right, let's look at the next in the list. Turn off your devices and go for a walk. Nature has a wonderful way of providing balance in your life. I agree with both of these things, and I think even if you're not going out in nature, it is very important that at least some of the time during the week, your phone is off. For me, many times this is from Friday night to Saturday afternoon. I like to take a short amount of time where I don't have to worry about messages at all.
That is a great idea. And going for a walk gets your body moving, which is great for your mind as well.
I really like our next tip because it has to do with my hobby. Check out a local bookstore. The problem with this for me is I'm always tempted to buy lots more books.
Yes, I would be as well. Going to a bookstore is nice though. You can often sit down and read a bit, and there might be a nice cafe there as well.
Yes, coffee and a good book to read. That's my kind of me time. We see something else here that is very beneficial in our me time list. It's exercise.
Yeah, we've talked about that a couple of times. Getting your body moving is good for both your body and your mind. You could also go to a museum.
This is something that is quite relaxing, especially if you're doing it by yourself. You might think of going to a museum as something you do in a group or as a family, but if you go by yourself, you can take your time doing it and go at your own pace.
I would say one of the nice things about going to a museum is it's often very quiet.
It is, especially if you go during the day.
Okay, our next item on here, our next suggestion, is to take a bubble bath.
That would require that your home have a bathtub.
That is true. In the times in my life when I had access to a bath, I did enjoy this. I would even sometimes watch a movie while taking a bath.
That is pretty relaxing. All right, we have one more thing on our list. Sing along with your favorite songs.
Okay, yes. Many people love to sing out. That could be a stress reliever. It feels like the stress is leaving your body as you hit that high note.
All right, friends, we've had a wonderful list here of me time activities. You might be able to think of some other things that you enjoy during your me time as well. We aren't done talking about this topic, but for now, let's take a break and go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? To recharge your battery. Last weekend, I planned to be super productive, clean the house, exercise, learn something new. Instead, I took a nap, then another nap, and somehow watched 5 episodes of a show. And you know what? I actually felt great after. I guess I needed to recharge my battery. The phrase recharge your battery means to rest and get your energy back after feeling tired. It comes from the idea of a battery, like in your phone, losing power and needing to be charged again. For example, after a long week, Mia likes to recharge her battery by going to the beach, or he took a short break to recharge his battery before studying again. Here are a few similar phrases. Recharge your batteries is actually more common, and it means the same thing. For example, they went on vacation to recharge their batteries. Rest up means to rest so you can feel better or stronger soon. For example, you should rest up before the big game. Take a break is simple and very common. For example, let's take a break and get some coffee. And unwind means to relax and reduce stress. For example, she listens to music to unwind after work. So if you're feeling low on energy, don't push too hard. Sometimes the best thing you can do is recharge your battery. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The benefits of me time. A final thought. Push aside feelings of guilt for taking time for yourself. Before you can help others or give your best to anything, you must develop good self-care habits. A regular amount of me time will help you achieve that goal.
最后我们来看 guilt 这个名词，意思是内疚或者罪恶感。譬如 Alex felt guilt after forgetting his friend's birthday and tried to make it up by planning a special surprise celebration later. Alex 因为忘了朋友的生日而感到内疚，随后试着策划一场特别的惊喜庆祝活动来弥补。Guilt 的形容词呢是 guilty， 意思是内疚的或是有罪的。譬如Joella felt guilty after taking her friend's snack and later apologized and gave it back. Joella 拿了朋友的零食后感到愧疚，她事后道歉并还了回去。来学一个有趣的惯用语 ,guilty pleasure, 意思是罪恶的享受，是指明知不妥仍却享受去做的行为。譬如Watching old romantic movies is Robert's guilty pleasure, even though his friends tease him about his taste. 尽管朋友们常爱取笑 Robert 的品味，但观看老掉牙的爱情片仍是 Robert 罪恶的享受。All right, that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next month.
I sure did love that list of different me time activities.That can help relax and refresh all of us. Friends, you might be making your list already. Let's go and talk about some final thoughts.
All right, we read here, a final thought, push aside feelings of guilt for taking time for yourself. When you take time to do something or take time for something, it means that you are making space in your schedule to do that thing.
For example, she is taking time for research this summer and is not teaching any classes.
So our article is saying that when some people make space in their schedules for themselves, they might feel guilty.
And we're saying, don't feel guilty about this. Before you can help others or give your best to anything, you must develop good self-care habits.
This phrase, give your best, is a good one for you to know. When you give your best, you try as hard as you can.
It's important to always give your best on the things that you're working on.
All right, we read one more sentence here. A regular amount of me time will help you achieve that goal.
All right, let us achieve our goal of talking about all these great terms. Let's talk about that word achieve. This means to succeed in reaching a goal.
Here's a way you could use the word achieve in a sentence. Work hard to achieve your dreams.
Right. Sometimes in order to work harder, be more productive and creative, the key is not just to keep pushing. Sometimes taking a break will actually help out.
And I have to say, the experience that I've had with my own life, it's important to schedule that time to rest. Don't just say you want some me time. Make sure there's time in your schedule to relax and refresh so that you can come back to life ready to do your best.
Yep, try and find some balance. Well, friends, we're not quite done yet. Right now, it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 before 加主词加动词。逗点，主词加 must 加动词句型，意思是在什么什么之前必须什么什么，强调先后顺序与必要性。前面的 before 子句说明一个目标或未来发生的事件，而主要子句的 must 加动词指出若要达成该目标就必须完成某种行动。这个句型常用在指导他人说明规则或提出建议的语境当中。来看这个例句。Before you start the project, you must gather all necessary materials. 在开始这个专案之前，你必须搜集好所有必要的素材。
We have our talk about it question to look at together, friends. Here it is. Do you think it's important to have regular periods of me time?Why or why not?
I think it's important for everyone, and I feel this especially. I would describe myself as an introvert. I do like spending time with people, but if I don't get that time by myself, I just have a hard time functioning.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I really struggle when I don't have me time, and it can be hard for me to get me time. I have small children at home, and I also have a lot of responsibilities.That's why I've found it's really important for me to communicate what I need and also make time in my schedule.
Yeah, and friends, it's important to find what kind of me time works best for you. Not every activity is going to relax and refresh you in the same way.
That's a really great point. What do you like to do in your free time, friends? In your me time?Talk about that in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.